This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, January 9. Sowing the Seed. Our passage comes from Mark chapter 4. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times." Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. Some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown." When someone begins to tell you a story, and it sounds unusual, it draws you in as you try to figure out why the story is being told this way. For example, it wouldn't make any sense for a farmer to be so careless as to scatter his valuable seed just anywhere. But that's what this farmer's doing, and that seems to be wasteful and foolish. It turns out that Jesus' parable begins by inviting us to see something about this farmer. From an agricultural point of view, the sower is being careless. But Jesus is not giving farming advice. He's illustrating how the word of God is spread and how it's received. In Jesus' parable, the farmer doesn't prejudge the soil. The spreading of the word doesn't make presumptions about the human heart, for who knows what the conditions are until the seed has been sown there. The sower simply sows. And he doesn't calculate the risks and result ahead of time. He just sows. We often can't help thinking in terms of responsible management, efficiency, investment risks, and rates of return. As sinners, though, we would be a very poor risk for Jesus to take. But, thanks be to God, the word comes our way. What will you do with the gift of God's word coming to you today? Pray with me. Lord, it's risky to spread the good news of your grace to me, but without your word, I would be helpless. May my life receive your word and grow from it. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.